Welcome to the I'm in love with that song podcast, where each episode we set out on a new musical adventure, searching for that most elusive of creatures, the great song. My name is Brad Page, your tour guide and fellow explorer. Come with me this time as we venture beyond the lost horizon, as we discover the Kinks and Shangri-La. Shangri-La! We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
The Kinks had some early success with big hits like You Really Got Me, Tired of Waiting, Where Have All the Good Times Gone. You know those songs, they're all classics. But by 1968, they were struggling just to make a dent on the charts. They were actually releasing some of their best ever records. The Village Green Preservation Society album is now almost universally considered one of the best albums of the 1960s, but at the time, it didn't sell. In January of 1969, a British television company came up with a deal for Ray Davies, the frontman and principal songwriter for the Kinks, to write the music for a television special. Ray worked with the writer Julian Mitchell on a script about a character named Arthur, whose children leave him behind in England to build new lives in Australia. The story was inspired by Ray's real-life sister, Rose, and her husband, Arthur, who actually did leave England to find new opportunity in Australia in 1964. Ray was close with Rose, and it broke his heart when she moved almost 10,000 miles across the world. This concept also allowed Ray to explore post-World War England, a theme he would often turn to in his songwriting. Before the Kinks started work on the recording, bass player Pete Quaife quit for the second time. He was replaced by John Dalton on bass, who permanently joined along with Mick Avery on drums, Dave Davies on lead guitar and vocals, and Ray Davies on vocals, guitar, and keyboards. And they began work on the album that was to become Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire.
Arthur, we know, I mean, sympathize, don't you know it, don't you know it?
The album was finished and released on October 10, 1969. The TV special was supposed to air in December, but at the last minute, it was canceled. It was never produced. And you can imagine how the band felt, especially Ray Davies, a whole year's worth of work for nothing. And the band was left to promote a soundtrack album to a non-existent show. In the story, Arthur lives in a London suburb with his wife. They live in a house that they call Shangri-La. They had two children. One son, Eddie, was killed in the Korean War. Their other son, Derek, is leaving England and taking his wife and kids to Australia. Arthur was a working-class, stiff upper lip, good British citizen, who now, in his retirement, is beginning to wonder, what was it all for? Has it really been a good life? Shangri-La is a fictional place, a mystical utopia in the Himalayas from the 1933 novel Lost Horizon by James Hilton. Since then, Shangri-La has entered our lexicon as a term for paradise on earth, a virtual Garden of Eden. In Arthur's story, Shangri-La is the name he optimistically gives to his house. After a lifetime of hard work, Arthur has his home where he hopes to live out the rest of his life, where he can put his feet up and sit by the fire. But he begins to discover that he's trapped in this endless domestic routine. This is another common theme of Ray Davies. Back in episode 38, we discussed another Kink song, Autumn Almanac, that deals with some of the same issues. It's clearly a subject that Ray has been drawn to throughout his career. Shangri-La is track number 7 on the Arthur album, and in many ways, it's the centerpiece of the album. The song opens on an A minor chord played on acoustic guitar, joined by Ray's vocals for the first verse.
Now that you found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La.
Pay particular attention to how the vocal sounds. He's singing very gently with only the slightest bit of reverb on his voice. You can hear every articulation of his vocal. His phrasing between the words that you've and found your, the S sound at the end of paradise, and the D sound at the end of command, it's all captured really well. I don't know if you can hear that detail in your podcast player, but this is a really well-recorded vocal.
Now that you've found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La.
A brass section is added here. Over the next few albums into the 70s, the Kinks would make more use of a brass section, including in their live performances.
Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La.
There's a break here before the next section, and in this moment, you can hear what sounds like someone, probably Ray, either shuffling papers or shifting position in his seat while getting ready for this next section. Let's hear that again. This is one of those things that I love about old records. Today, with Pro Tools and digital editing, you can easily edit these kinds of things out. In the old days, you were kind of stuck with them. But these things just add humanity to the recordings. People write songs and make records. And people breathe and their voices crack. And they tap their feet and shuffle papers and shift in their seats. And I think all of these little things just make these recordings more personal. So, after the first two verses, he set the stage. Arthur's reward for years of working hard is his new domestic life, his home, the nice new car in the driveway. He's content with his own kingdom to command. Now we get the second movement of the song. Whereas the verse was in a minor key, this section, in D, has a major key feel to it. It's lighter, more carefree. In your Shangri-La,
put on your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher.
A new addition, the harpsichord, appears here.
In your Shangri-La, sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. You can't go anywhere.
There's the harpsichord again. The lyrics here, you need not worry, you need not care, you can't go anywhere, begin to introduce the thought of being trapped in your own little kingdom. This leads us into the chorus.
Sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. You can't go anywhere. Shangri-La, Shangri-La, Shangri-La.
In this second verse, still with the D major feel, we get a picture of Arthur's life before he settled into the Shangri-La house. The brass is more prevalent in this verse.
The little man who gets the train got a mortgage hanging over his head. But he's too scared to complain, 'cause he's conditioned that way. $7 a week. Shangri-La, Shangri-La, Shangri-La.
The chorus repeats and builds.
Shangri-La,
and there's another short break before the third section of the song. This is the most rockin' part of the song, built around a three-chord acoustic guitar part. Then there's this section with a descending bass line. This is a motif that occurs throughout the song, but played over different chords. Let's go back and review. Here's the descending feel of that first verse.
Now that you've found your paradise.
Then the second section also has this descending pattern.
Put on your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached reached your top and you just can't get any higher.
And now we have this new section based on another descending pattern.
All the houses in the street have got a name. Cause all the houses in the street, they look the same. Same chimney pot, the same little car, same window panes. The neighbors call and say things that you should know. They say their lies, they drink their tea and then they go. They tell your business in another Shangri-La.
That is probably my favorite line in the song. The neighbors call to tell you things you should know. They say their lines, drink their tea, and then they go and tell your business in another Shangri-La. That's the suburban gossip, right? I especially like they say their lines and then they go. Just people going through the motions with their mundane small talk.
The neighbors call to tell you things that you should know. They say their lines, they drink their tea, and then they go. They tell your business in another Shangri-La. The gas bills and the water rates, the payments on the car. Too scared to think about how insecure you are. Life ain't so happy in your little Shangri-La.
Next is another new section. This is kind of a cathartic sing-along over a four-chord progression. Everything about this piece feels like classic 60s British pop to me. I love this little part.
So happy in your little Shangri-La. Shangri-La, Shangri-La, la-la-la, 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 la-la-la.
Then the tempo winds down again, returning us to the D major section one final time. Mick Avery's drumming here is reminiscent of Ringo's playing on A Day in the Life.
You're in your place and you know where you are. In your Shangri-La. Sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. You can go.
Check out John Dalton on bass guitar here. The Kinks, Shangri-La. I mentioned the Beatles' A Day in the Life, and you could make a case that the Kinks have their very own A Day in the Life right here in this song, in terms of scope and subject. Now, I don't think that they ripped the Beatles off at all here. This is very much the Kinks doing their own thing. But in terms of reaching for something big, something special, I think this song stands among the Kinks' greatest works. Shangri-La was released as a single, but it was a complete bomb. It didn't even make the charts in the US or the UK. The album, Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire, was a commercial failure too. It got great critical reviews at the time, but it sold poorly. If anything, the album is even more respected now. Some critics call it one of the best concept albums or rock operas in history. I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's pretty high on my list. And if you're not familiar with the album, give it a listen. It's really worth your time. And I hope that this episode was worth your time. I really appreciate that you spend some of your valuable time here with me on the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. This show is just one of the many fine podcasts on the Pantheon Network, the place for music-related podcasts. If you'd like to be in the loop with this show, please follow us on Facebook. Just search for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast or on Twitter, at Pop Staff Tweets. You can find all of our previous episodes on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com. New episodes of this show are dropped twice a month, so you'll be hearing from me again in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, remember to support the artists that make the music you love by buying their music. They're counting on you now more than ever. Let's close out this episode with Shangri-La by The Kinks.
Now that you found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.